I built a shed. It was a little 6x4 shed, and I'd kitted that out with lights and stuff. And that's when I had the Butchalokia back in 2006.
Right.
And that's when the cops came around and thought I was growing something dodgy. But actually, they came around twice. Hello, everyone. This is Sean, also known as Chili Chump to some of you. And I'm joined by my brother, Steve. Steve, welcome.
Hi, bud. Good to be here. We finally finally done it. We've been talking about it for ages.
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a while, and we did attempt a go at it, but I'll call that 0.1 because that was a bit problematic. The sound was awful, it's great to have you around and be able to join me for this, because like you say, we've been wanting to do this for a while, and it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Nothing too serious. If you are here from my YouTube channel, you don't expect the same thing. I mean, firstly, there is no video. Not at the moment anyway. I mean, in the future, we might film some segments. I think like we did in the first sort of test run, we did try and eat some stupidly hot stuff. And we might do that in the future. And when we do, then I'll film that. But other than that, I mean, this is just us having a chat. Yeah, it's going to find its feet. There's no real structure to this just yet. But yeah, Steve, I mean, what ideas did you have for this?
Firstly, it's just good to come and see you, spend time with you. And I suppose doing this, we got an excuse to meet up every now and then, have a few drinks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chicken
wings. I haven't done chicken wings for so long now.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you might have met my brother Steve on some of my videos. He's been on a few of them now, helping me out with some taste testing and chicken wing eating on some of the celebratory, 100K special, I think.
Yeah, it was.
And 10K special as well. So you might know him from those videos, and I'm sure you're going to know him a lot better from these podcasts. But Steve lives just down the road from me.
A couple of hours. Just down the corner.
If you're in America, a couple hours is just, it's the next town over. But in the UK, that's like half the country, right?
Yeah.
He lives in Norwich.
Norwich.
I keep getting confused between the two. Is Norwich the city?
It's both. So Norwich is the capital.
Okay. So
the county is Norfolk.
County's Norfolk.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just south of Norwich, but yeah.
Yeah.
So a couple of hours from you.
And I'm in Lincolnshire. Is that next to each other, Lincolnshire and Norwich?
Yeah. Yeah. They link. Yeah. Norfolk.
Norfolk's the county. Sorry.
Yeah.
So they are linked. Actually, my dad lives out there as well, just down the road from Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not long. He's about 15, 20 minutes from me.
But yeah, he lives a little bit of a distance away. So we see each other maybe once a month or so. It's been a bit longer than that, actually, the last few months, because I think we've all been busy. And also, you start hibernating when it's cold like this. So.
Well, I don't know. I enjoy the cold. I'm not too... Not too fussed about the cold.
Really?
I like the cold.
Yeah, you like jumping into a very cold, icy water for some reason. And you do it voluntarily.
That's to wake up in the mornings. That's just a kickstart.
Are you doing that every day?
Yeah, every day it's cold. Yeah. When it's below zero.
What's that called? That's called immersion therapy, right?
Yeah, just a nice bath. It's a bit like that Wim Hof fella. He does that.
I saw a video clip of him and talking about, number one, what caught my interest was he was talking about why he does it. And that was fascinating. He did it because his wife passed away and he felt like he had nothing left to live for. I mean, that's the way I kind of understood it.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't actually looked into his history like that. I'll just know he does it and talks about the benefits.
I mean, that isn't why he started doing it, but that's one of the reasons he does some of the things he does. I hope I'm not wrong with this, because I did remember watching this and thinking about you because you've mentioned this guy. But yeah, his wife passed away, and I believe that it made him more fearless. He felt like he had nothing left to lose, so he decided, I'll just push myself. And he did that in quite a few different ways. Okay. One of them is this ice bath thing. Yeah. He goes hiking in the mountains with the snow and the cold and that, with barely any clothes on half the time.
That's right.
Just to test himself. And that was Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Look it up. Look it up. It's, well, it's a fascinating story, at least from what
you,
I read.
You got a computer in front of you. You can check it, or you can wait till someone corrects you. It's up to you.
Sure, I'll be corrected. It's one of my favorite parts of YouTube, being corrected.
But yeah, I think I have seen numerous clips of him either swimming under icy or under ice, actually, in water under ice, going into the mountains in a pair of shorts, in the snow. I think he actually I think he climbed Everest in shorts.
Seriously?
I think so.
Wait for a jog.
Honestly, I think he did. You can look that up as well. But he...
I just looked it up, actually. 1995, his wife took her own life. She was battling with her demons. And it changed his life. And it's amazing what things trigger certain people to make changes or, you know, to come out of their little comfort zones. You know, I mean, this is an extreme version, but it is quite fascinating, though, to see, you know, how things like that can really just change everything, change your perspective on everything. And that's exactly what it's done with him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
For sure. I mean, I do it just to wake up in the morning. I feel much better. And it's quite difficult to psych yourself up and get ready and go in. So once you do it, you feel good. I know that your body burns a little bit, but you feel good once you've done it.
Yeah, we should see what we can do while having an ice bath, eating a super hot chili, see if that helps things. get you one of my chocolate primatales, the hottest chili I've ever eaten. Oh my goodness. I did that on a live stream. I don't know if you watched that live stream.
Did you eat the whole thing? I think you only ate
half of it. I actually got half of it still sitting on my desk, drying out at the moment. But
I did see that. Man,
that was painful. But that's sort of the extremes. I mean, I'm not gonna say that it's anything like the ice baths. I'd prefer to eat super hot chili than getting into an ice bath. But that'd be interesting to see if that affects things.
I don't know.
Getting into the ice bath about having something super hot.
I've had a cup of tea in the ice bath, but not
really.
Not a pepper. No.
Did it feel weird? Did it make it seem hotter than it was?
No, just get used to it. It's like, just normal.
You know, when your hands are cold, when you get really, really cold, and then you go and put them under a warm tap, it hurts because it contrast. Feels really hot. I would have assumed it'd be something similar. Although you're not in there for ages, right? No,
3 minutes. That's me.
That's
done.
It. Per day.
3 minutes in the morning. Done. So, that's enough. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. We're not having beer at the moment, not having my Guinness that I normally have on my live streams. We're having a bit of a brandy, actually.
Yeah. Brandy and Dark, well, Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max.
Very nice.
So, back to why we're doing the podcast. It's... why we're doing it is just because it's great to have a chat. We have so much to catch up on each time we see each other. And, like my brother, he's made a point of this, and I think it's right, is we should do the podcast as soon as he gets through the door, just straight in. Let's sit down and do the podcast while we're catching up. So it's just a lot more candid. Obviously, he's been here for a little while already today, and so we have had a chance to have a chat, but... we'll find our feet with this, and I think that's right. You know, it's just having a catch up.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on in my world with what I'm doing on the YouTube side and the chili business and all that.
Yeah, it's always interesting for me. Yeah, well, I've watched you from, I suppose we go back to the days in Brighton when you were you got that little little glass. Was it glass or plastic? No, it was plastic.
Brighton, I just built a greenhouse, proper greenhouse. Never got to use it. But before that, I built a shed. It was a little 6x4 shed, and I'd kitted that out with lights and stuff. And that's when I had the Butchalokia back in 2006.
Right.
And that's when the cops came around and thought I was growing something dodgy. Actually, they came around twice. So that was back in 2006, just growing super hot chilies. Well, the Butchalokia at the time, the ghost pepper, was the hottest chili, according to Guinness. And
I remember visiting you there, and you had the chilies, and you were growing them in the back. And that, I suppose, just been watching you ever since. And well, at least getting samples of chilies and chili sauce, which is good.
I mean, it only really kicked into earnest. I think it was 2015, 16, I think, on YouTube in terms of documenting what I was doing.
Oh, wouldn't you?
I've been growing for a much longer period than that, but starting to share what I was doing on YouTube, which
where was were you a whole then?
Different experience.
Was that Flitter?
Silso.
Okay.
Silso, not Flitter.
So when you started, okay.
So yeah, that's when I started. It was that new build.
Yeah.
The first video I did was the one about gravity-fed drip irrigation.
So Bedfordshire, wasn't it?
Bedfordshire. Yeah. So another county.
Okay.
And that's where I lived until we moved here to Lincolnshire 2 years ago almost now. But yeah, it all started because I was trying to figure out how to do drip irrigation. Gravity-fed drip irrigation. And there was just nothing out there that I could find. And eventually I just thought, I'll figure it out myself. And I did do something on that. I mean, it's a pretty simple process. But I realized if I'm looking for that information, then other people are going to be looking for that information. And I decided, I'll document what I've done, put it up on YouTube. So the next person that does go and search for it, then they do it. Mm. And it kind of all just...
Turns out you're right.
Yeah. A few people have looked at that video. But it's quite funny. Good. I have gone back and looked at that video now and then, and just it's interesting to see how far I've come, even from 2 years ago compared to today, just the way I am on camera. Yeah. I mean, you guys used to take a mickey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Well, your first one, I remember you. Remember you practicing and having a go talk, redoing it. Even your first live stream, I remember that. That was
tough, man.
I think you were trying to balance all different controls.
Even now, I'm still doing that. There's just so much going on. I have three screens in front of me, and I'm trying to manage the audio. I'm trying to watch the comments that are coming through. I'm trying to make sure that I hit all the points that I want to hit. I want to thank all the right people, and I can't get it right, and I don't get it right every time. Mm. But it's a lot going on, and at the same time, trying to be engaging.
Yeah. I watch most Sundays when you do it, and it's really it looks like you're natural, and you're quite happy with it. But I bet you
it's like a duck. It's like a duck. The paddles, the feet are going crazy under the water, but on top they look all chill.
I reckon
that's exactly what it is.
That's good. You got Mrs. Chili Chump there as well.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without her helping me out. It's going to be a far simpler podcast live stream.
But you've always got a drink then. Yep. I reckon your subscribers and viewers must think, gee, he drinks a lot.
Oh, man.
You're always having a drink.
Actually, I don't get too many comments. Then again, I can't read every single comment that's coming in during the live stream.
Yeah.
I try and catch as much as I can. But I did an Instagram live the one day because I couldn't get to all the questions that I had.
Was that when you're in the greenhouse?
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
So I jumped onto Instagram live and I took a list of all the questions that I wasn't able to get to on the last couple of live streams. And I decided I was going to do a quick live stream on Instagram and rattle through these questions.
Yeah.
And I think I had about, there was one guy who was being a bit of a div. But a few people were like, "Oh, you're alcoholic." I'm like, "Come on, you see me for 5 minutes, and now you decide that that's how my life is." I mean, it's not that
yes,
we're not drinking
is.
At the moment.
Cheers.
it's quite weird, actually. I have a few little strange things that my brain does for me.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I've known you all your life, and that's true.
Well, one of the things is Guinness. It's now that's my Sunday live stream drink.
I'm surprised they
don't
sponsor
drink
you.
It elsewhere. I'm surprised, yeah, as well. But I literally have two Guinness. Most times I have about one, maybe two Guinness. Quite a few more if I'm having a super hot, trying to get rid of the heat. But that's it. I don't really drink Guinness during the rest of the month.
Yeah, you wouldn't be hardcore if you opened a bottle of milk or something.
Well, it's not that.
It's got to be Guinness.
Well, we don't have milk in the house.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And I don't eat things like ice cream and stuff like that. Mm. So it's either water or it's the beer that's in front of me.
Creamiest beer you can find.
Actually, I was half wrecked after the chocolate Primatale.
So much Guinness.
I downed two Guinness. I'm like, oh, okay, this is hot. And kept on like sip. And I'm drinking it like cool drink. Yeah. And Caroline had to go get me a couple other beers. So she got me a couple other smaller lagers because we'd run out of Guinness.
And you only had half.
I just kept pushing them down. By the time the live stream was over, I was like,
I don't know why you do it though. Every live stream I go and watch, you're eating some sort of chili, a crisp that's the hottest crisp in the world, or
because I have people chocolate. Like Peter Grosch,
right.
Who is one of my patrons, who loveliest guy in the world, but man, he wants to see me in pain.
Okay, I think lovely.
It must entertain him endlessly to see a grown man crying, literally. Right. But no, I get it. Listen, I love seeing it as well. It's just seeing that contrast, right? Mm. You normally see me so composed, I think, on the videos. I think that's what it is, because I'm...
I like to see you uncomfortable.
But the other thing is actually, if you are doing live streams, if this is something you're starting out with, when you do something like eating a chili, you can't be composed. You don't
have a choice.
Well, the first thing that happens is the endorphins start rushing. So your brain is just, you know, it's firing off massively and it puts a big smile on your face. So first things first, you seem like you're really happy.
You're telling me.
It's a whole experience. But at the same time, I can't be composed. I can't sit there and, you know, be composed.
It's impossible.
No, it's impossible. Yeah. But people like seeing that. People like seeing that candid side. It's tough, right?
And
I'd love to be candid all the time.
Or Andre,
who just doesn't show any emotion whatsoever. We have to get him on the podcast as well at some point. Andre, he's my brother-in-law, and he joins us for our chicken wings eating evenings. This is a guy who does not eat chilies, does not eat hot stuff. Well, he does a bit more now.
He never used to. He does now,
But back then, didn't eat heat, anything with spice. But every time we did chicken wings eating or anything like that, he would join us, and you'd never see any emotion from him. He would eat the same things as us. My brother and I would be sweating.
And we love chilies.
Yeah,
we love chilies. And we're crying.
Crying. And he's sitting there like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, bear in mind, as soon as the camera goes off, he goes and throws up or something. But yeah. No, we've got to get him on one of these
podcasts. Well, he's not wired up properly, so.
No, he's different.
Just the way it is.
He'd be quite entertaining, I think, on the podcast.
Yeah. He's got a new tattoo.
Hmm.
That's one
that Caroline, Mrs. Chili Chomp, designed.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it looks good. I like
about it. 3 years ago.
So that's for those, well, I suppose he might reveal it, but it's, what is it, like a springbok or a kudu? I think it's a kudu, actually. Or
stylized kudu, I think. Yeah, I think
it looks like good.
Stylized.
He's got on his calf.
He's got a few tattoos now.
Yeah,
he's not the guy that I would have thought when I first met Andre. I don't think I ever would have said he's the guy who's going to have so many tattoos.
Yeah.
He has loads.
Yeah, he does. Him.
Is that your phone there, Steve? Is that breaking news? It's your other phone, Steve.
What other phone? My other phone's in the lounge.
So what the hell was that?
It can only be you. You're the techie guy. You've got all the stuff.
Oh.
I don't know.
Weird.
Maybe it's Andre.
Where is your other phone anyway?
Up there. The other room.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's probably your laptop.
Laptop's off. If that's making a noise, dude, we've got problems. Because that's off.
Anyway, back to the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I reached out to my patrons today, patrons and YouTube members. I have a Discord server, private Discord server with them, and
I don't understand all that. What is that?
So, well, patrons? Which word, Steve? The patrons?
I'm all right with the. It's patrons, Discord, and members.
So, yeah, as a result of YouTube, a big part of it is you know, I run a business now, obviously, in chilies, and making YouTube content, that takes a ton of time. And it takes time away from doing the business. So I've got to make a decision. There's two ways I need to look at it. I continue making videos and reduce the amount of time I spend on the business, which means that I make less income on the business. Or I make less videos on YouTube and then focusing on the business.
Mm.
Now, to counter that somewhat, I have Patreon, which is a membership thing. So basically people can support me on that.
Okay.
And, you know, basically they're able to pay a monthly fee to have certain access to me things like Discord. So Discord is a chat server.
Right.
And by being a part of Patreon, then that means obviously I'm making more videos. You know, I can afford to, because that means that, you know, if I lose a little bit of money on the business, that's fine, because it is compensated with what I'm doing on Patreon, which means ultimately everybody wins.
So it's just where you spend your time.
Where I spend my time, yeah. Okay. That's where it all comes from. And same thing with YouTube memberships as well. It's exactly the same concept as Patreon. Right. But as part of that, you can create a reward tier or some sort of benefit with as part of that. And one of the benefits, the core benefit, is giving more of my time in terms of direct access to me. So that's what Discord is. So Discord is it's used for many, many different things, but essentially it's a chat server.
Right.
I mean, that's simplifying what it is, but it's a chat server.
And I think my son's spoken about it once before.
Well, a lot of gamers will use it. Okay. It's massively used for that, but actually it's used for a lot of communities now as well. But anyway, I have the Discord server, and all the patrons and that are on there, they have access to it, and we have conversations, and they help me out with some ideas for videos and things like that. But
so am I not allowed on there or something?
No, yeah, I should add you in there, but you'd come off very quickly. No, you don't have to pay me, Steve. Yeah. But you'll be inundated with people.
So have I got access to you without that then?
Yeah.
Brilliant. There you go.
Special benefits of being my brother.
Like it.
Yeah.
Very good.
But I mean, like today I reached out and asked them, I told them I was doing the podcast, and I mentioned we haven't really decided on a name for the podcast. Steve decided on a name. He has an idea of what it should be. And I think that's probably where it'll go. But there's some other interesting ones which I love. So where we got you? Keeping it spicy, because obviously that's my tagline when I come off my videos. I say stay spicy. So keeping it spicy, I like that. What's the other one? Yeah, one of my favorites, very clever, Scovillains.
Scovillains.
Like Scoville?
Yeah.
Scovillains. I like the idea of that.
Yeah,
that's nice. Where else? We got some more here. Capsicum Capers. So there's a lot of play on the chili on side chilies, of things. Yeah. The Spice Guys. I like that as well. That's a bit of a play on Nice Guys. That was from Sean Dom.
Spice Guys.
Yeah. The problem I have with that is I love the idea. I love the play on words. It's fantastic. Wish I could come up with something like that. But I worry that it pigeonholes us a little bit with how we do this. I don't want to set expectations and then not meet them. If we're doing something like, you know, the Chili Guys or the Chili Corner or Spicy Guys.
I was going to say, that's only one of us. I'm just a regular guy. I don't do chilies. I eat them. I don't grow them.
That's all that people really care about, yeah. Steve, is just how much heat can you take?
Yeah.
Now, this is obviously going to have a spicy theme. That's just the nature of it, because that's my life. I mean, my entire life is chilies, and of course it's going to come into this.
And Guinness.
And Guinness. But I want this podcast to be something a bit more casual. My videos take a long time, because I put a lot of time and effort into the research and all that sort of thing. These podcasts, it's us having a chat, having a drink, you know, catching up. And yeah, we're going to be talking about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. We're going to be talking about, you know, what goes on, what you guys don't get to see on the YouTube side of things. You know, some of the weird and sometimes great comments that I get. You know, some of the challenges I face, some of the video ideas that I've spent hours and hours filming and editing, but ended up not releasing for some other reason.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. That sounds good.
Well, this is it. And hopefully other people are also going to be interested in those sort of things. So this is just, you know, this podcast is, it's not an extension of my Chili Chump YouTube page, in the sense that it's not, you know, if you're thinking you're coming on here to just learn how to grow chilies and that, I've got fantastic content for you on my Chili Chump website, website and my YouTube page.
It's not going to be here, because I don't need to know how to grow chilies, because give me sauce, you give me chilies, I'm done.
This is more about, hey, you want to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes. You want to know a little bit more about the guy behind the camera, or in front of the camera, or behind the camera, in front of the camera, everywhere.
Next to it.
Yeah. Then this is what this is, right? A bit of fun, and, you know, it is what it is. It's not pretending to be anything else. But yeah, I do love some of these names. The other ones, Chili Talk, obviously, that's a great one from Locke.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, yeah, this is from Peter Grolsch, who
I've heard his name. I've seen him a few times.
You see him on the live streams a lot. Yeah. But yeah, Peter's one of my biggest supporters, and he's one of the funniest guys I know. He's he'd hate this. He's German. He's not. But
so are you.
Well, so am I, yeah. But we keep calling him so German. He's actually Dutch. This is ongoing back and forth on our Discord. But he suggested hot dudes.
Hot dudes. No, we might be appealing to the wrong audience. A
different audience with hot dudes. But yeah, that could be interesting. You know, so the idea, I think from the name perspective, Steve, I think he has it right. You know, just stick with brand, right? Stick with who I am,
yeah.
And just the Chili Chump podcast. You know, I think to keep it simple, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and I was worried that if I hadn't the name Chili Chump in there, you'd just have this expectation that it's going to be just a certain thing, right? Like talking about fermentation or talking about growing chilies or what. That's not just that, right? This is us rambling along and just having a chat.
Have a good time. Yeah.
Have a good time, you know.
This is my excuse to come and see you every now and then.
Well, you don't need an excuse, but I do appreciate it. I do,
because otherwise you won't let me in.
But, yeah, I love listening to podcasts. Steve, you know, you've got into a few that you really enjoy.
All the time. I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
Well, when I'm mowing the lawn, that for us, obviously, in the new property, it takes a bit of time. But I'm spending about 2 hours mowing the lawn, and it goes by in a flash. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's such a chore, but it's one of my favorite things to do because I can't work while I'm mowing, right?
It feels like a waste of time if you don't do something else as well.
Well, there's that. Mm. But it's a fun time because I'm forced not to work. I'm forced not to be responding to comments and emails and my shop queries and editing and things like that. But at the same time, I get to listen to some of the podcasts that I've saved up because I don't get a chance to. So there's a few that I listen to that just make the time go quickly. It's like you're spending time with friends. And that's kind of what I want this to be. And it's not going to appeal to everybody. Whether we get one listener, 100 listeners, 1,000 listeners, it's all good, right?
Yeah.
All a bit of fun.
So on that note,
yeah,
where are you in the season of Chili Chump? So now every time I see you, you're doing something else on your estate. What?
So right now it's actually one of my favorite times.
Oh, you're doing nothing?
that would be fun. No. So we started some seeds. I've started a few. I started two varieties specifically.
What? So you planted seeds?
Yeah, there. I can actually see the shed out the window there. It's all lit up.
I saw you doing something with some little diesel heater the other day.
Yeah, well, that's part of the whole seed starting. So one of the problems I have, so this is what people don't really realize. They go and buy a propagator, heated propagator. Even if you buy an expensive one, it doesn't matter. If you're going to go stick it outside in a shed that is like here in the UK where we are and it's 0 degrees or at the moment it's -2 degrees Celsius, you put a propagator in there, believe me, it is not going to get to the heat that you need.
How is it?
What a propagator does is, even at the thermostatic, because I have a few that are thermostatic, so you can set the thermostat to, you know, 28 degrees, which is what I set my thermostat for my super hots.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that it can get to 28 degrees. It means that it'll try and get to 28 degrees. But what it can do, even the best ones, it can probably only go about 10, maybe 15 degrees above ambient. So if it's 0 degrees inside the potting shed, then 15 is about as high as I can get it. And that's not going to help. You're just going to have problems. So you need to heat that area. Last year I used electric heaters and that was expensive, but not even half as expensive as it is today because of electricity costs. It's just through the roof. So it was costing me about £5 a day in electricity last year. And I knew I had to come up with an alternative. Mm-hmm. And that's where the diesel heater comes in. So number one, I found some great channels online talking about diesel heaters while I was doing my research about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to replace electricity for doing this. There's kerosene heaters. You get the basic cheapy kerosene burners basically that people use in greenhouses. Mm. The problem is that releases quite a bit of soot, which means it's not burning cleanly, right? And you're wasting a lot of the energy that should be used in heat. With the diesel heater, when I came across that, it started ticking a lot of boxes. Originally, I thought it's just, you know, hey, it's diesel, right? Yeah. Which it isn't. Actually, I'm using kerosene as well with this.
That's the thing in the tank next to the house.
So I started looking into it. And, you know, diesel sounds like a dirty fuel, and so does kerosene, essentially. But started looking into it a bit more, and I realized, wait, this is actually burning really clean. Mm. It's optimizing. It is burning everything off. Even the carbon monoxide that comes out of it is minimal compared to what you might assume it would be, which is going to be interesting, because I'm not only going to be using inside my grow shed right now, my potting shed where I'm starting my seeds, but I'm also going to be using inside the greenhouse.
Okay.
When I start using inside the greenhouse, I'm going to be using it in a little bit of a different way than I'm using it right now. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out. The one of the problems you have with the cheapy, you know, kerosene heaters that you can buy is that, especially if you're doing it in a greenhouse, you can blacken up all the windows because of that soot that's coming out.
Because you've got no exhaust, have you? It's not going outside.
No.
It's staying in.
But this is my point, though. With the way I'm going to be doing it with the diesel heater, right now in the shed, it's exhausting outside the shed.
Yeah.
In the greenhouse, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Now, my only concern with the exhausting, because obviously the grow shed is smaller than the space in the greenhouse, and which I'm spending time in there, right? I'll use the smaller greenhouse to do the seed, that beginning part of the season. I don't need the large greenhouse at that point.
Yeah.
But when I am in the greenhouse, there's a lot more space there. I will use a carbon monoxide monitor still, but it's a bigger space and there's more air gaps and that sort of thing. So dangerous levels of carbon monoxide is not likely to be an issue. And there's some great videos out there that have done some testing on this. So I will test it out myself. We'll see how that goes. Mm. If it is putting out dangerous levels of carbon monoxide, then I will exhaust it and that's fine. I've got something in plan in place that I could do that.
But knowing you, this is the trial and error.
It is trial and error. It's just figuring it out, right? It's not a hugely expensive device. It costs like about £100 for the actual device. And looking after it, it's going to last me for many, many years. Mm. But after a month, I've already saved more than I would have if I used electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's what I'm doing there. But, yeah, I started the seeds. We started two varieties middle of Jan. One is the 7-pot Primo. So you saw the interview that I did with Troy Primo.
With Primo, yeah.
I got to get him on the podcast. Brilliant. It'd be great to have a conversation.
Yeah,
you can have a chat to him. Right. He's a legend.
Is he in a band as well?
He's in a band. Oh, the things he hasn't done, man. So, yeah, he's in a band. He's just a classic, lovely, lovely guy, and so, so humble. Yeah, so I have a great conversation with him. I'm going to try and get him on podcast. And that's the other thing with the podcast, but there will be guests, right?
Yeah.
But we did the interview, which ran for 2 hours, where it originally was going to be 20 minutes. And as part of that, I managed to convince him that he needs to send me some of his awesome seeds for the 7-pot Primo, which he did. Mm. And
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, that was an interesting way that I received them. But we won't talk about that on the podcast. But I managed to get these seeds.
Oh, come on. You could tell me.
Special methods. No, he sent me these seeds, and I wanted to get those started because I'll be able to start selling some 7-pot Primo seeds here in the UK when the season kicks off properly.
Yeah.
If you are looking for 7-pot Primos, make sure you go and
buy
them. No, well, not you. I'm talking to the listeners. But if you are looking for some proper 7-pot Primos, gnarly looking, massive tail.
The listener. You said the listeners.
Listener. Well, all the listener.
The listener.
But if you're looking for those seeds, go and check out primospeppers.com. Right. But yeah, in the UK, we're going to be able to have them native here. I'm going to be growing them in Iceland.
That'd be good.
So that'd be great. But
you've been quite successful growing like from scratch and getting.
I have my moments.
You've been all right. You've been lucky.
I've been very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Either lucky or you know what you're doing. I'm not sure.
I think it's a bit of both. What is it that Gary Player said?
The harder I practice, the longer I practice, the luckier I get.
I 100% believe that.
It's true. Yeah.
Because he was asked by a reporter, hopefully people know who Gary Player is, but he's a famous South African golfer. And one of the best out there. And a reporter said to him, "How do you get so lucky?" And he says, "You know, it's funny. The more I practice, the luckier I get." Mm. And that's, I love that.
Yeah, Gary Player.
So that's the one I started. And then this second one I started about a month ago now is the Dorset Naga. So I grew the monster Dorset Naga plant. You saw that.
The big one. In the Fricky or? Yeah.
Fricky and Coors.
Coors, yeah.
I got to think of new names. I got to think of some more South African classic names. Well, what do we do?
There's a guy playing rugby for Scotland.
Oh, the Scottish guy.
The Scottish guy, yeah. Scottish. Van der Merwe. he's pretty popular at the moment. Yeah. Old Van der Merwe. Van from Scotland.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, good player, though.
That was some, those highlights I saw from that England-Scotland match. That was legend. That was good.
There's some good running there.
Very good. Yeah. We're starting the Dorset Naga. Again, we're going to be doing a competition. We've got Pepper Geek. He's another YouTuber that's into the chilies. And he's going to be growing alongside with me. And we're going to, he's going to be growing in competition with me. Okay. And we're going to see who can grow a massive plant again, but one that can produce the most ripe pods by the end of the season. So in one year, in one season, grow a massive plant. My one was 8 foot last year. And we'll see where we can get to this year. But yeah, we'll do a little bit of a friendly competition.
I reckon there. Kang would be good at that. I've seen how many pods.
Oh man,
how many pods he pulls out of a little ice cream tub.
Watch the live stream, the last one, the February live stream. It's crazy. Yeah,
he's brilliant. But I see him on Instagram. Obviously, I'm old. I only look at a few different social medias, and Instagram is probably the one. And he was on there, and he's got so many pods out of some small chili plant that was grown in a container of water.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Hydroponics, yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever you call it. It was incredible.
Yeah. He does some amazing stuff. I mean, he's been great in the chili community. Before I even started my YouTube channel, I was watching him.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that people don't realize is, I'm acting all cool when we're doing these interviews and that, but this is a guy I've been watching since I had one subscriber.
I remember. Right?
Yeah. And I've done about three interviews with him now. I've had him on my live stream. And I remember the first one still. It was like, I remember getting off the live stream and having a chat with Caroline. I was like, oh my God, that's Kangstar. But it's weird the opportunities that open up to you, I guess, when you're doing this consistently. And that's what it is, right? I mean, I'm not where I am because I got lucky. I didn't get lucky. There is an element of luck. But it's about that consistency and that. And, the fact that I'm able to take advantage of that a little bit now by having those conversations with Troy Primo and Kangstar and Pepper Geek and, Peter Stanley as well. He's a fantastic guy as well online.
But you've been passionate about this for ages. You've poured your heart and soul into chilies. The amount you've learned, the amount of time you spent on chilies, studying every aspect of it. How to grow them, what types of chilies are available. I mean, you must have spent some serious time on this subject.
Yeah.
To know as much as you do. Yeah.
I think it's not my personality. I get really
You're obsessive.
Obsessive about whatever I do. And I've had a lot of obsessions in my life, I think.
Remember the one, kite surfing?
Oh, that was great. I love kite surfing brilliant. Until I screwed my
kite surfing. I mean, even when you were, I think when you were six, it was computers.
Yeah,
it was breaking down computers, early. Rebuilding them. I don't know if it was six, maybe it was seven or eight. But
no, I think I was 10 years old. I think it was 10 years old when we got
that
first computer. That old
DOS
XC
DOS thing. The little floppy disk.
I remember that. I remember that so vividly.
You tore it apart.
Dad bought that, or Dad and Mom. Mm. They bought us this computer for Christmas. It was our Christmas present and our birthday present.
It was all
three of us.
Yeah, all three of us.
And we get to open this big box and everyone's all excited until they see what it is. And my brother Steve and my sister Simone, they're looking at this thinking, that's dull. I'm the most excited I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, what is that? It had green writing on a black screen. Floppy disk thing. It was like,
This was an XT with a 360K floppy drive, no hard drive.
You see, you even know what it
I
was.
I remember that thing. I sometimes dream about that thing. I wish I'd kept it.
Wow. I don't even know what it was. I just know
I remember everything about it.
Had a funny screen. Yeah, no, that was.
Yeah, 512K RAM. We didn't even have the full 640. oh, man.
I remember you taking it apart, putting it back together. And then you broke many computers from then.
Since then, yeah. In my defense, though, they were kind of broken before I got hold of them a lot of the time.
Yeah, you say that.
Lucky I was there.
Lucky he was there. Yeah, but it stood you in good stead.
Well, that's what kicked off my career.
It's helped. Really. It's helped you help me a lot. So,
It's. But it's funny. It's funny, I do get obsessive about stuff and things. There's certain things that stick and some things that don't.
Kite surfing hasn't stuck.
I think it got frustrating. Mm. Kite surfing in this country is a challenge, and it got frustrating after a while. Number one, the wind has to be right. Anything that's out of my control, I do not like.
Mind you, that's true. when we're in Brighton, that wind was enough. Because I remember us going on the hill.
In the right angle. Like, it needs to be at the right angle. It needs, especially if you're doing kite surfing on the water, like kite surfing, not kite boarding.
Yeah, that's
true. You need that wind to be coming in at an angle onshore. It can't be blowing out.
Mm.
It has to be a specific thing, depending on the kites you have. I mean, I spent so much money on that.
You did.
But you have to have like multiple kites, multiple boards for all the different wind levels. It got very expensive. And then what's frustrating is
it's good fun though.
It was fantastic. Yeah. But I had a full time job. If I didn't have to work, that'd be fantastic.
And you travel to London. It was travel, work.
Like a 3-hour commute into London, and then it's like tomorrow's a perfect wind day, but I can't take a day off. Oh, wait, I'm feeling a little bit ill right now. I should probably take a day off sick. But, that can only happen so many times.
Yeah.
That was what got frustrating with that. It's just it was out of my control. I loved it when we were able to do it. But, otherwise it was just painful. So, there's certain things that stuck, things like the computers. That's all my life, and that'll be there for the rest of my life. I love it.
Thank goodness, because I tell you what, I'd be lost. if you didn't stick to computers, I'd be history in so many ways. Really useful.
But that's been my career, right? I mean, that's what put me into
And Chili's. I think and then, almost in equal proportion.
That's my life now. I mean, I do more on the chili side than anything else. Yeah. I do try and keep my hands in the tech side of things. So I did quit my career last year to do this stuff full time. But it didn't mean I wanted to give up on tech. So building Seedzio, for example, I spent a lot of time on that.
I suppose running my websites that I have. You've got to keep doing it to stay with it, don't you?
But that isn't the reason I do it. It's because I love it. Passionate. There's just so much. This you can't describe it to someone. If you've never coded before in your life, you won't know the sensation of successfully fixing a bug or implementing something that you had in your mind and you've actually gone and coded it and built it and implemented.
No, I can't say I have. But I do know that. Definitely know that you're passionate about it. I think every time I come and see you, I feed off that passion. You share all the information with me. I come away a lot smarter, and I still don't know anything. But every time I visit, there's some new revelation that you've got. There's, I think, the second last time I was here, it was ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. That was all that stuff.
Wow, this is amazing.
It's amazing what's happened with that, though, in the last the last couple of weeks. So
it's crazy.
Wow. I was telling you a little bit about this last night, and this is why we need to be doing these things, these podcasts, as soon as you get through the door, because there's so much to discuss.
Mm.
But with ChatGPT, obviously that became huge. What was that, about November last year? That's when it really started.
November launched, and I was here mid-November, and you were telling me about it.
Yeah. And, it's funny that when I first saw it, I got despondent. I thought, nah, this is going to kill people like me. What we do, what we're capable of, why we're needed, from the tech side of things, it just suddenly you got despondent because it made it so easy to do a lot of the little things that we do as techies. And then that quickly changed after a little while. It changed to, I think it's a natural cycle. Any new technology, there's that little curve that you have. But I very quickly realized, wait, this could actually help me a lot in a lot of different ways. And all that it means is there's still going to be a need for people like myself and those other techies that are out there, the coders and all that sort of thing. Because you know, you're going to get to a point that you need to be able to decipher what this is doing, be able to work with it, right? You still need to be able to, you know what the output is and figure out what it's doing, what it's trying to do, and that sort of
thing. Even what to enter in to get the answer.
Yeah, it's
you know, I've got to come to you and you got to say, well, you know, the way you enter it makes a difference to what comes out.
Yeah.
So,
but it's going to change everything. You know, a big part of what I did in my previous life, my previous career was around AI and around, you know, a lot of the clever stuff. I was on the forefront of that space. You know, and I still have my hand in that a little bit because, you know, I do some consultancy around it still.
Yeah.
But just seeing how it's advanced, the, you know, like I said, I was at the forefront of this technology, and suddenly when ChatGPT came out, it was just like, this has just taken the game to a whole other level. It has moved things on so massively, and it's made AI an actual reality, not something that is, you know,
just a dream,
a gray area. Because this is the big problem that I've always had, and I've argued about this whenever I've worked for a few different software companies. And almost every single one of them claimed to have some AI capabilities. And I've always said, when we're sitting there talking to a customer and you go and say that you have, oh, we have this AI building built into our platform. There was no true AI. That's not real AI. It's not. It's machine learning, right? And yeah, machine learning has something to do with AI. But what you're talking about, what you're trying to tell them, you know, if these guys have any kind of sense, any kind of knowledge, then they'll know that you're just speaking out your backside if you start saying, we got AI. Like,
but you know, now.
But now you've got actual AI. Yeah. This stuff is doing some clever stuff. This is self-learning. This is interesting things.
Yeah.
And what's happened in the last couple of weeks, so obviously Google have announced their version of this. And what's fascinating is you see these commenters saying, oh, Google have finally started working on their AI. It's like, no, Google been working on this for many, many years, right?
Yeah.
The reason that ChatGPT exists is because of a paper that Google put out there. Right?
All right.
Yeah. So they've released that. Well, they've released their ideas of what they're going to be doing with their AI capabilities. I've forgotten the name of it right now. And I thought, well, that's it, right? That's the AI news that I can chat with my brother about. And then yesterday evening, I was, you know, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just browsing through a few things, and suddenly I see that Bing, Microsoft, have actually implemented ChatGPT in their Bing search engine. And it's like, well, things are escalating now, because that's the real thing. This ChatGPT is not about this, you know, just being your little assistant, which is it's going to be fantastic for that, but it's going to change the way that search engines work. It's going to change the way you search for things and the way you consume information. And the company that gets it right first gets
a head start.
They're going to have that head start, and Microsoft know this. I mean, that's why they invested so much in ChatGPT in the first place.
Yeah,
but implementing it directly now, that's going to push some buttons at Google. They're going to have to bring their timelines forward because they haven't yet implemented. They're going to have to come forward with that. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things look. In 2 years' time, the landscape is going to be so different to what it is today.
It accelerates, doesn't it? It runs at pace. So
it's crazy. It's scary still. It's still a little scary, but I'm excited about it. And you've got to embrace these things. Change is going to happen all the time. There's nothing you can do to stop it, right? The cat's out the bag, the genie's out the bottle, and these things are going to happen. And, you know, you just got to either work with it or, you know, become a complete Luddite and disregard all technology. But
you can't.
No, you can't. You can't. It's just our life. Our lives are so surrounding.
And it does make life easier. So you've got to embrace it. The things you've shown me, how that works and what you can do with it, it's just like you can just save so much of that, you know, that boring time, the bit that wastes your time.
Well, when I started, some of the first things I did on ChatGPT was just like, you know, yeah, give me some ideas for some content to put on my website, right? Give me some titles for articles I should write. And then I was like, well, give me some actual, you know, paragraphs for these articles. Now, obviously that's going to be a bit of a problem because there are detectors out there, and if Google detects that you're putting AI produced content on your website, that's going to downgrade you and they're going to stop promoting your website.
That's quite clever. Yeah. That's good because you want to be original. So,
well, it is good because then you're just regurgitating. It's basically it's spam, essentially, because you're repeating what's already been put out there.
Yeah. Right?
So, you know, that's what I started doing. And then I was like, okay, well, now we can go a step further. I thought, well, for Seedzio, I need to implement authentication using Google authentication.
Okay.
So I thought, nah, there's no way it's going to do this, but let me ask it anyway. And I asked ChatGPT, you know, write me some code that's going to implement Google authentication on my website. It's a PHP website with MySQL backend, and these are the fields that I'm using for my users' information. It came back with... It was like 99% there, wow. Right? It's insanity.
That's crazy.
I still need to implement it, actually. But that sort of thing, it was nuts.
Can't you get it to implement it for you?
that'd be interesting. Wow. Yeah. But it's crazy. But listen, authentication, I need to do a lot of testing to make sure that is correct. But it was still, I was watching this code get produced. And obviously, it was pulling data from the API resources from Google and that sort of thing. But regardless, it was still building me out some interesting code. The other thing that was very interesting, if you're involved in anything like, well, if you're putting out spreadsheets and things like that, or if you're working on SQL, so structured query language for databases.
Yeah, I can't say I have.
But this thing can build out queries for you.
Wow.
It builds out decent queries, you know. I mean, more complex stuff is not going to really do it too well. But some of the basic stuff, just instead of going and searching W3 School, which is a website that helps you with programming languages and, you know, database stuff and query languages, whatever, and you can get some examples. Instead of going there and saying, just remind me how to do X, you just put this into ChatGPT and you say, I want to do this. And you can be quite vague with it, and it comes back with an answer.
Wow. I used it for Excel formulas. Huh. I needed to sort out some formulas. Bang. It gave me three or four options on what formulas to use. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing as well. With ChatGPT, so that's the difference. I mean, people think that ChatGPT is new. The actual chat AI is new. The engine behind it isn't.
No.
There's been, you know, OpenAI have been around for a long time, and you're able to use it in a more linear sort of fashion.
Yeah.
The difference here is ChatGPT is literally you're able to have a chat with the bot.
Yeah.
So it remembers what you've asked. So if that example that you just gave, you say, hey, I need a query that's going to help me do a VLOOKUP and the table is looking like this, blah, 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 blah. It's going to come back with it. And you say, give me an alternative to that. Mm. You don't have to say, hey, give me an alternative to blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
You just say that.
And it comes back. And I said, oh, well, how about this? And it's like, that is interesting.
And that's where you save time and effort. Yeah,
massively. You know, can imagine an assistant. Can you imagine using something like that as an assistant that remembers what you did last week? And you say, I put these notes into the system last week. Can you give me a rundown of what I actually need to do next week?
I need that.
That is what's going to help me.
That's exactly what
I'm so disorganized. And having something like that, wow. Mm. So that's where I see the real power.
Mrs. Chili Chump, you've got one. But she's a bit busy.
She's a little busy herself.
You need another one.
But doing things like that and having that capability, that's why I suddenly started getting excited about this stuff. Because, even the conversations like us, having this chat and this podcast, if I wanted to summarize what this is, I can get a transcript of what we're talking about now. Mm. I can dump it into ChatGPT and say, give me the top 10 subjects that we discussed during this podcast, which would be a lot quicker than me going through an hour long podcast, right? And it does it. It does it well. I tried that with it was a AGM, so annual general meeting of a large company that I follow. I downloaded the AGM minute notes, and it's like a 20-page document, which, you know, I don't really want to spend the time going through that. So I thought, well, let me dump it in there. I dumped the text into ChatGPT and say, summarize this for me.
Yeah.
And it comes out with, you know, 10 points that are pertinent and relevant. And it's brilliant. Like, wow.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. But you know what it can't do?
Yes.
Barbecue, braai.
So there's still things we need.
The things that you and I can do.
Absolutely.
So we've still got function in this world.
Thank goodness. So we're so old now, Steve.
You say we. I remember you're younger than me, so I'm. You don't remind me of that. My birthday next month.
It's not a big zero at the end there, no. Is it?
No, you've got a couple of years from that. It's a nine.
A nine is it next year? Wow.
So, I was just thinking, if I'm going to come up every now and then and visit you, which I am, and you can come down and visit us, we need to make sure there's a barbecue or braai attached to the end.
Braai will be sorted out. I think when spring comes along, summer, we'll be doing these podcasts outside, I reckon.
See a fair weather barbecue.
No. Okay. You want to stand out there for an hour? It's -2 out there, Steve. See, it is cold.
At my house down in Norfolk, not a problem. That's what I do. I come up here
inside again.
It's all inside.
Because you're inside outside. You're not standing outside for an hour watching it cook. You've got your little pellet stove that does it all
it's
for you.
It's not a stove. Now. It's a pellet grill.
Yeah, don't ever give me grief about having a gas barbecue again, because seriously, you have a pellet grill. Stove.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. You set the temperature. What do I want? 96 degrees or 150 or 250?
Might as well cook it on the oven. Done. Cook in the oven or on the stove.
Yeah, because you can choose your wood flavor. It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
That's a real old man brying.
It's proper. I can set the temperature. I'm done.
So South Africans that listen to this would find this quite interesting, right? Because I still, in my mind, can't get my head around this. So Andre let me know the other day that he managed to get hold of firewood, like durung wood, like thorn wood.
Durung hout.
They import that stuff. They import thorn wood. They don't grow it here. There's a South African shop that imports this stuff, and he can go and buy this. They import
Briarwood UK, dude.
It's ridiculous.
No, Briarwood UK, dude. They bring containers in.
But it's ridiculous to me.
Why?
It's thorn wood. I mean, this is stuff that you drive down the road. And, I know it's great wood.
Yeah, but you can't drive down the road and get it from here. It's got to be important.
But surely you have to have alternatives. The reason you use thorn wood in South Africa, number one, it's a very hard dense wood. Hardwood, right? Yeah. But there are hardwoods that you can get here. They just might impart a bit of a flavor, right?
Probably not as hard. And
really?
Yeah.
Oak? Isn't oak? Well, oak's a bit expensive, isn't it?
No, it's good wood. Oak, there's cirkelbos, there's there's so many different woods that they bring in. You got to do it because it also imparts a flavor, to the food.
I know. Listen, if I could, if I
you can,
no. if I could just braai with thornwood, I would do that.
That's how we did it. You know, we on the farm.
It's that's all we used to use. But it's so quick growing. It's easily replenishable wood. It's just growing everywhere.
We used to do a lot of guava wood.
Really?
Yeah, because we had all those guava trees on the farm. We used to chop them down. Well, I say we. I did. You didn't do anything. You were on the computer.
I was fixing databases.
You were on the computer, and I was cutting down the trees. But that guava wood's hard.
Yeah?
That is really hard. We used to use that a lot.
Well, I keep thinking, I guess, I don't know, I had these business ideas. It's like, hey, let me grow thornwood. But, I mean, how would you do that? Because it wouldn't grow outside. You wouldn't be able to grow it unless it was under cover or anything like that.
Yeah.
I guess in Spain you could probably grow it. That'd be a good business for someone that's living in Spain or Italy.
But then I suppose, are you allowed to just move plants from country to country?
Yeah, well, sure. It's probably a bit of an invasive species, I guess, because how quickly it grows, right?
Once you've got it in, it takes over, doesn't it? Plus you need animals to feed on it. There's too many things.
What used to eat them? I mean, we had thorn trees on the farm, didn't we? We used to cut them down to get rid of them.
Goats, sheep, they always used to eat the leaves off thornwood. Yeah, very, very nutritious for them.
Did I give you a gas bottle?
Yes.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah, you did. I gave you one, you gave me one. Because you wanted a big one, I got a small one.
Yeah, well, now there's a bit of a problem.
Why? Now you haven't got enough gas.
No, Calor have stopped doing anything less than 13 kilogram.
Brilliant. So now I've got all the small ones and I can't do anything.
Well, you can switch them. So for a little while, there's a couple of months that I don't know how long, but you can swap it and they'll swap it. So if you have a 6 kilogram, then they'll give you 11 or 13, whatever it is.
That's going to be awkward when I go hiking or camping.
I don't understand. Well, they're saying, oh, you can use the small little camping things, the little 1 liter things. I mean, come on.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, have a look. Because I was looking it up. I was trying to figure out because I've got a few different gas bottles I need to figure out. The problem is during COVID, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't just about COVID. It was a bunch of other things. Calor were not taking on any new contracts.
Yeah, I think
you couldn't get any new bottles. Mm. And trying to get refills on certain bottles, the supply chain was a bit screwed up. Mm. And what they're saying is they're making this change. They're removing all those smaller bottles because it helps them to simplify and improve the supply chain.
Yeah, forget customer service. Simplify for the company. Yeah,
brilliant. Why don't they just have refill stations?
Mm.
I don't understand. There are a few out there, I know, but...
Well, I better sort that out.
Yeah, you must, because it's not going to be for too long. And those I've given you
all my all my large canisters. I need to go and sort myself out.
That large one.
You're okay. Yeah.
I haven't actually switched on yet. I haven't even cleaned that out for a little while.
Yeah, you need to get back on it. What are we having tonight?
Tonight we have...
Lamb shank.
It's been cooking all day.
Beautiful.
Smells good. Really does. And actually, note, I think we need to probably wrap this up soon because I'm getting hungry. And because of you, I haven't eaten today. I didn't have my lunch.
Do you normally eat lunch?
Not really, actually.
Okay. Well, there you go. I thought you'd...
I was hungry today.
You like a little bit of fasting, don't you?
Yeah, I eat so much fasting. And I do most days.
Yeah.
16-8.
Eat when you're hungry? Well, try not to.
Well... Try not to eat when you're hungry. But yeah, this has been fun. Hopefully for a first podcast. I mean, we're going to find our feet, you know, just to wrap this up on a few points, just again, reiterating what this is and what this isn't. This is just us having a chat. It's going to be mainly be with my brother. We're going to hopefully have some other guests on here as well. We can bring them in remotely. And, we're also going to have some of my other family members, I'm sure, joining in. And one day I might convince Caroline, Mrs. Chili Chump, to actually join us. But that's the basics of what it is. What it isn't, I'm not going to sit here reiterating everything that goes on my YouTube channel. We'll talk about some of the stuff that happens behind the scenes that you don't really get to see. And, obviously I'm going to hear from you guys when you do listen to this, and you're going to give me some ideas of what you'd like to hear on this. And if it's reasonable, then hey, why not? We're going to put that in here. One of the other things I wanted to do, and I'll try and figure out, podcasting is new to me. So I don't know exactly how I can do this. It's not like YouTube where I can go and, put an alert out. But I do have a extra phone number that I've created for my business. And what we're thinking of doing is allowing you guys to submit questions. It could be about anything we're discussing like today. It could be, something you're interested in knowing about, or it could be something completely random. And, if you send a WhatsApp voice message to this number, then it's something we can play on the air and, we can address it, answer it, or talk about it.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I want to involve people in this, right?
Interactive, yeah, it'd be cool. I like that.
But yeah, I think we'll figure this all out over time, and I'm sure it's going to continue improving. But again, bottom line is I don't care whether we have one person listening or, my mom and my dad. So we have two people listening. But, I really don't mind. It's about fun.
They're not very good with computers, so you're safe.
they won't be listening. Phones for them. But yeah, it's a bit of fun for us. It's a way for me to,
Where are you going to host a podcast? I mean, just say we talk more often. Where are you going to put these things?
Where do people listen to them? Wherever you get podcasts.
I mean, I get mine on.
So this will syndicate. This will syndicate on Apple. It'll syndicate everywhere. I will share this with obviously my viewers, so we'll get a bit of a. Kickstart if people are interested in listening. I'm sure there's going to be a few of my patrons that are going to be interested. But you should be able to add this podcast no matter what your service is that you're using.
I use Spotify.
That's Spotify for your podcast. So I use Pocket Casts on my phone. Okay. And that allows me to just connect into whatever podcast. But it's going to syndicate everywhere. So it you can access it from wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool.
There's a service I'm using. I remember doing a lot of research on this when we first started talking about it. I did sign up for a service. So hopefully it's on that service. Otherwise, I'll try and find something else. Hopefully it'll be easy enough for you guys to get hold of it.
And before we go, what's your next plan? I mean, what what do you do next now as far as growing the chilies? I know you propagated some seeds.
Yeah, I've done two batches of seeds. We did that about a few weeks ago, but I did do a couple more super hots on Monday, I think it was, Monday evening.
Okay.
It was Sunday evening, actually. And we got that done. The next step is obviously the rest of my seeds. And I'm hoping this coming weekend, if I have some time, we'll be doing all my other chilies. So, you know, I've kind of stuck to what I planned on doing, which is middle of Feb, roughly, that I was going to have the majority of my seeds getting planted. So that's all my, you know, things like KN or peri-peri, all the ones that jalapenos? Don't take too long to germinate. Yeah, my CC jalapeno, you've tried those.
Beautiful. They're lovely. Every now and then you get a real hot one.
Yeah.
But those ones are really good. Yeah, I enjoy them.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's next step. I mean, the most exciting thing actually this week is I promised on the live stream that my next video would be a source video. It's been a little while since I've released a source video.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, I say that, but I have released source videos, quite a few over the past year. I'd love to be releasing more, but we've got one coming this week, hopefully Friday or Sunday. We'll see how it goes. You might have already watched it by the time this comes out. This one is it's completely skipped my mind. I mean, it's a
naga,
it's a super hot. Yeah. But
type of naga.
It's a type of naga. I can't remember right now, but it's a super hot. So it's well over a million Scoville. It is a hot one. It's a very flavorful one. And I'm really looking forward to finishing it.
You made the sauce.
So it's been fermenting. No, it's been fermenting now for the last 2 months or so. 2 months, maybe 3 months. And I just need to finish it off now with the little last ingredients, blend it up, get it thickened up, and add some vinegar and that to it as well. So, seriously, where's that coming from, Steve?
I don't know. What is that?
I'm telling you, it's your phone, because I've never had that alert ever.
I reckon it's Mrs. Chili Chum. You're the one who said turn it upside down. It's fine.
Put it back on mute. I think you unmuted your phone.
I did.
But so I'm looking forward to that sauce. That'll get made. Won't be a big batch, so it's not going to be something that's going to be commercial. I will sell a couple bottles, I reckon, off the back of my video, in case people are interested in getting one of them. But and there'll be one for you, yes, Steve.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to that. I miss making my sauces. It's been a little while since I last able to.
Yeah, I miss you making the sauces as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's plenty of stock in my store in case people are looking for some sauces. There's some decent ones there. But yeah, the super hots, there's three real super hots. This first one is probably the lowest heat one, even though this is still, you know, it's a million Scoville super hot type sauce. The next two after that are just insanity. It's ridiculous. Wow. So looking forward to that. Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve.
Good stuff.
I think.
Good to see you again.
I'm sure we'll figure out some sign-offs and some other clever little intros and things like that in future podcasts.
I'm sure you'll sort that out in the background.
I was hoping you're going to sing us a song to give us a bit of an outro.
My singing is as good as my computer work. Don't worry about that.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Steve. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this, and look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. And of course, stay spicy.
Oh, yeah. Stay spicy.